Critics say the state is giving bad advice on testing drinking water for lead. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. The Flint water crisis has uncovered all kinds of details about how cities test the safety of their drinking water. One practice that's gotten more scrutiny is how cities collect samples to test for lead. The state of Michigan tells cities to do something called pre-flushing. The instructions tell people to turn on their cold water tap and let it run for 5 minutes. Then people are supposed to wait 6 hours before taking their water sample. Critics say pre-flushing is one of many practices used to skirt the intent of the EPA's lead and copper rule. Leanne Walters wants to see the rules changed. Her 4-year-old son had elevated lead levels in his blood after Flint started using the Flint River as a water source.
I want the loopholes for the lead and copper rule out. I'm not going to stop until that happens.
She's speaking at a national meeting this week about proposed changes to the lead and copper rule. Mark Edwards is a professor at Virginia Tech University and an expert on water treatment. He says a lot of cities around the country do this pre-flushing when they test drinking water for lead. But he argues they should not.
It cleans the pipe of both soluble lead and also, to the extent there's little lead particles on the wall of the pipe, they'll be swept out of the pipe so that they're not present when you sample the next day.
He says that means you can end up skewing your lead sample results lower and make it appear that you have less lead in your drinking water than you actually do.
Why do you add this complexity on and tell people to do something they don't normally do? Who sits around and flushes their kitchen tap every night for 5 minutes before they go to bed? Nobody.
Here's the thing about pre-flushing. It's not banned under the federal lead and copper rule. But the EPA says cities should not do it. Peter Gravatt directs the EPA's Office of Groundwater and Drinking Water.
The idea of pre-flushing, typically that's something that would not be done. It's not prohibited under the rule. But at the same time, we don't view it as best practice and something we want to make sure we're working with states and water systems to be aware of.
In fact, this summer, an EPA employee expressed concern that this practice was being used to collect water samples in Flint. In an interim report in June, Miguel del Toro wrote that pre-flushing has been shown to result in, quote, significant underestimation of lead levels in the drinking water. And he said this testing practice could give Flint residents a false sense of security about lead levels in their water. He wrote that he raised this concern with the Michigan Department of Environmental Quality. Again, Mark Edwards.
They were told point blank by Miguel del Toro and myself earlier this year that the effect of the pre-flush was to hide the lead, and it was recommended that they stop it, and they put in writing that they were not going to do that, and they had no interest in doing it.
The DEQ did not provide anyone for an interview for this story. In an email, DEQ spokesman Brad Werfel said, "We're reviewing the testing protocol as part of our internal review." It's important to note this goes beyond Flint. A number of cities around Michigan follow the state's pre-flushing guidelines. Ann Arbor, East Lansing, and Detroit all said they tell people to flush their tap water for 5 minutes. But the city of Flint has recently changed the way it tells residents to sample water for lead. Mike Glasgow is Flint's utilities administrator.
We removed the pre-flush after recommendations from experts in the field and a few of EPA's researchers. So we're going to err on the side of caution when we remove the flushing.
Glasgow says they've asked the state to let them continue to do this. He says he's waiting to see how state officials respond. That's the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams.